Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers creating documented marketing processes that enable team scaling and maintain consistency.
Hi there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're tackling something that might sound boring, but is absolutely crucial for scaling your marketing efforts: workflow documentation. I can guess what you're thinking. Documentation sounds like busy work, but I try to view it as an important investment and a competitive advantage. Think about every time you onboard a new team member, every time someone goes on vacation, every time you need to delegate a task. You're either scrambling to explain everything from scratch, or you're watching quality drop because people are guessing at your processes. So today, we're going to talk about how to create documentation that actually gets used and keeps your marketing machine running smoothly, even when you're not there to oversee every detail. Let's start with the foundation: process mapping. Instead of trying to document everything at once, pick one critical workflow that happens regularly. Maybe it's your content creation process or your lead nurturing sequence. Map out every single step. But don't just write what happens, capture why it happens. When someone sees "wait 24 hours before sending follow-up email," they need to understand it's because immediate follow-ups feel pushy, not because you randomly picked that time frame. Once again, we find that context is key. I know of a marketing team that started with just their blog publishing workflow. They mapped out everything from keyword research to final publication, including who approves what and when. The result? New writers could produce content that matched their standards without constant oversight, and their publishing schedule became predictable instead of chaotic. Next, let's talk about making your documentation actually useful. The biggest mistake I see is creating documents that read like legal contracts. Your team needs quick reference guides, not novels. Use simple language, include screenshots for complex steps, and organize everything so people can find what they need in under 30 seconds. Think of it like a recipe: clear ingredients, simple steps, expected outcome. You also need to think about version control. Treat your processes like living documents. Set up a simple system where one person owns each documented process and reviews it quarterly. When someone suggests an improvement, test it for a week, then update the documentation if it works. This keeps your processes current without turning documentation into a full-time job. Here's another tip that can make your documentation actually stick. Integrate it into your training. But don't just hand new team members a folder of documents and hope for the best. Walk them through each process using the documentation as your guide. Have them complete real tasks while following the documented steps. This shows them the documentation works and builds the habit of actually using it. One final insight: make your documentation searchable and accessible. Whether you use a simple shared drive or a fancy knowledge management system, your team should be able to find what they need without asking you. I've seen too many well-documented processes gather digital dust because they were buried in folder structures that made sense to no one. Even worse, documentation can get duplicated, wasting time, resulting in potential confusion. Your homework this time around is pretty straightforward. Pick one marketing process that you do regularly and that causes confusion when others try to help. Spend 15 minutes mapping out every step, including the why behind each action. Don't worry about making it perfect. Just get the basics down. You can refine it later, but you can't improve what doesn't exist. That's all for today's episode on marketing workflow documentation. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared strategies for creating documented marketing processes that enable team scaling and maintain consistency. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share. And we'll see you back here next time for more practical, actionable marketing insights.